You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I break down why the belief that content batching doesn't work is BS and share four tips to batch more content more efficiently. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's short and sweet episode, we have another CEO confession that when I think someone says batching content doesn't work for me, I am officially calling bullshit. Batching content doesn't work for me is BS, and I'm going to explain to you why. It is honestly one of the most annoying things I hear on the internet. And one of the big kind of reasons or excuses, I would say rather, that people come up with when they kind of hate on batching content is there is this belief that when you batch content, it loses its potency. And I think that if your content loses potency, if it's written in advance, it probably wasn't that compelling to begin with. The other thing I would go ahead and say is one of the best possible things you can do in your business is have marketing that is on brand, that is focused, and that is on message. And so a lot of your message is going to be evergreen, meaning that a lot of the content that I'm teaching and sharing on this podcast is the content that I have been teaching and sharing for the last 8 years. And it's content that I'm talking about in my coaching programs and in my email newsletter and on my blog and on my column for entrepreneur.com. So it's not that every single day a brand new thought pops into my head and I just throw it on the internet. So this idea of potency being lost, we need to kind of get rid of that. And for me, one of the best analogies that I can give you here is freezer burritos. And I need you to stay with me here. So I absolutely love cooking. I am a very active home cook. My collection of Le Creuset pots is literally my absolute favorite thing in the world. And also, I am a single dog mama to two puppies, Bonnie and Clyde. I am the owner of a multiple seven-figure business. I am in the process of launching a second podcast. I am in the process of launching a second business that will eventually have a third podcast. You know, I'm traveling to the United States every 6 to 8 weeks. I'm living my life. So I am not able to make a three-course meal every night. Sometimes I am going to go and open up my freezer and I am going to grab a freezer burrito. Now, when I make these, they are delicious, right? I make my little sweet potato, black bean, peppers, onions, chicken filling, homemade taco seasoning, yummy, yummy, yummy. Wrap that up, wrap it in some tin foil, put it in the freezer, perfect. And then anytime I want a super fresh burrito, rather than feeling like I need to go, we don't have Chipotle in the UK, but to a Bonnie burrito or whatever, I take that baby out, pop it in the oven, 40 minutes later, boom, I have a homemade from scratch freezer burrito, and it tastes exactly the same as the day that I made them. And when I make my freezer burritos, I will usually make anywhere from 10 to 15 at a time, and they last in the freezer and they will taste exactly the same as they did the day that I made them for 6 months. Now, your content that you make should land and should hit exactly the same in 6 months, in 18 months, in 2 years. Now, obviously, sometimes your messaging might pivot a little bit. So sometimes when I have a piece of content, it'll say, yay, I'm celebrating a $50,000 month. And I might need to update that to, yay, I just celebrated a $300,000 month or whatever it might be. Or, you know, maybe I had a line that's specific to Valentine's Day that I might need to take out and tweak. So for sure, I might need to make some little tweaks. But the content still hits. The freezer burrito still tastes delicious. And we don't have to choose. Sometimes I have freezer burritos and sometimes I make a rack of lamb. Sometimes I write inspired content that day. And sometimes my team goes into my content bank, they find an old post, they find a cute picture and they throw it on the internet. So you can absolutely do both, but the message that content is not good if it's not posted the same day it's created is just toxic. Now, there are 4 tips that I want to go ahead and share with you today that are really my best tips for batching, which will make your life so much easier. And the first tip is to batch in themes. So as an example, I have different types of content, 4 different types of content that get shared on my podcast. I have my standard teaching episodes, which go out every single Monday. And then on the Wednesdays, I cycle through Mindset Reset episodes, Client Crush case studies, and CEO confessions. You're listening to a CEO confession right now. Personally, I find my life is a lot easier when I record them by theme. So every single quarter, we put out 13 teach episodes, 3 to 4 mindset reset episodes, 3 to 4 CEO confessions episodes, and 6 to 7 client crushes. So rather than trying to come up with one of each every single time I record, I find it a lot easier to go through all the teaching episodes than all the mindset resets, than all the CEO confessions, than all the client crushes. Think about it this way for your business. Let's say that every single Monday you go into your email and you find any client wins and you post them. Your life would be so much easier if you wrote 4 client win posts for the entire month at once, and I bet you'd be able to do it in half the time than if you tried to do it fresh every single Monday. And the reason for that is there's so much turn on and turn off time and processing and planning and thinking that when you're in the flow of a task, when you're in the flow of a similar type task, you get so much more done. People lose energy when there's context switching. So when you're switching between many different things of, I was writing a newsletter, now I'm going to do a podcast episode, now I'm going to hop on a client call, all of that context switching, you lose steam and you're not as efficient. So batch in themes in your life will be so much easier. The other thing I would suggest is to batch when it feels good. Now, personally, I do not batch content every single day, and I don't even batch content every single week. I would not be able to record 1 podcast episode a week and trust that it's going to go out that week. First of all, I travel, I have dogs, people get sick. So rather than feeling like I'm creating content each week on the fly, hoping that it works out, and also I have team members. What if the team member is sick? What if the team member's on vacation? Do we just not post that week? No. So instead, I prefer to find, you know, let's say maybe 2 to 4 days per month where I can sit down and batch that content, and that makes my life a lot easier, which leads me to my 3rd tip, which is to break up the process. So the part where I see most people get stuck with content is in the ideation phase, where they're like, well, I don't even know what to talk about. And if you sit down and the expectation is, I'm going to come up with a brilliant idea, then I'm going to execute on that idea, then I'm going to edit the idea, then I'm going to distribute the idea, that is a lot of mental work, and it's going to take so much time. And most people are going to be overwhelmed by all of that, and they're going to get stuck at ideation and just say, oh, I had writer's block. Oh, I have no idea what to do. So instead, break up the process. Maybe once a week, you spend 25 minutes going through your client notes, going through, you know, trends that you're seeing on social media, and you just kind of come up with a list of ideas. Then another day, you go through and you write your outlines for your posts or your newsletters or your podcast episodes. Then another day, you do the actual recording, writing, whatever that is. But by breaking up the process, it's a lot more manageable, and you also don't have such a pressure every single time you create content that you must produce something on the other side of it. And my 4th and final tip for you here to batch content more effectively is to keep a list of inspired ideas so that anytime an idea pops up, you write it down in one place. Personally, I like to do this in Airtable. I will write down client notes. I will write down anything interesting I see on social media. My copywriter will also ask me, is there anything that has been bothering you lately, or any, you know, content that you want to respond to, or any trends that you're noticing? And so really just kind of keeping that inspired idea in one place. When you do go ahead to sit down and batch content, you're not kind of sourcing from nothing. You have a little bit of a pool to go through. So content batching really is going to change your life. And I think the tool that's going to make that so easy for you is content banking, which means as you're creating content, keep it organized, put it in a spreadsheet or an Airtable so that you can go back and you can look at what is my old content, what performed well, and find ways to repurpose and expand on that content so that your life is as easy as possible. Because if you feel like you have to create content 24/7, you will burn out at some point. And I know you might be thinking, but no, I'm just going to stay high vibe and inspired. Okay, you do that for 8 years and you tell me how that goes, right? People have the right to be human. And you also have the right to make your life easy, make your business easy. And I hope that the CEO Confessions episodes reminds you of that, that if you ever hear a client or you ever hear yourself saying batching content does not work for me, that is BS. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.